God indeed rejoices when you turn your prayers toward those issues that govern and direct the very life you are living. You direct your prayers to God, but each of us, your spirit guides, benefits through those prayers. When you ask for God's presence, our presence is enabled. When you ask for God's peace, we are strengthened in our ability to reflect that peace. When you ask for God's healing for others, we are empowered to serve as conduits for God's healing hands. God works never alone, but in communion. The power, the spiritual presence that you know of as God, is brought to human life and experienced by humans through your intervention and ours. Without spirits on each plane of life, including the human plane, God's intervention is lessened, for it is you and we together that bring life to God's light. The light is the nourishment, but the life is the fulfillment. God's light is fulfilled because of you and because of us. Our lives have little meaning without the fulfillment that you provide, and your life has little meaning without the fulfillment that we provide. It is because of gatherings like yours, informal as they are, and gatherings of a more formal nature, that humans are sensitized to God's presence. Spiritual light is a visible light. It is visible to us most clearly, but human beings also can see a light. Even the term enlightenment implies the presence of light. It is not merely a figure of speech or a way to understand in human terms what exists purely in spirit form. We see a light. We know of God's presence because of that light. We learn because of that light. We grow because all that lives grows ultimately toward that light. But God is not the only source of light. You too are such a source. You do not merely reflect the light around you, although that is an important component of life. You also emanate light. Light originates from you because you are sacred. Light emanates from all that has been created because all that God has made is sacred. There are many who reject God's creation. There are many whose actions hide that which is sacred within. But those actions, those denials, don't change what is. All life is sacred. All that has been created is sacred. All belong, all forms of life, all forms of matter belong. There is nothing that is superfluous. There is nothing that is extra. Every stone and plant, seed, grain, chemical, everything is sacred, and everything generates light. It is hard for you to fully comprehend, but the magnitude of this light is enormous, its brilliance, its penetrating presence. All of this light is connected. There are no dark spots in the created world that are void of light, because God did not create darkness. God filled that darkness, and that light each of us sees very plainly You may be aware of it from time to time, but you do not fully recognize its presence in your human state. That is one of the great joys of the spiritual life, that one sees God's light. We function as part of this light. We work within it. There are no shadows, but we belong to that light. We contribute colors to that light. Each soul, each entity that exists, has its own color. Can you imagine the spectrum that we see? We have mentioned before that all souls are identified by their color. We know you because of the color you produce. We know you by the intensity of your own light. That light changes as you change. That light changes according to your mood, your emotions, your health. But nevertheless, the light, even in its changes, is always identified as you. We're not conscious of physical differences. We can see them if we choose, but the physical garments that surround your souls are so unimportant. They have no meaning ultimately. Your guides identify with you because of your light. We resonate because of your light. Our lights pick up characteristics that come from you and vice versa. And therefore, it is easy to identify with you because we share a kinship in light. You wonder whether we change or whether we are with you your entire lives. We do change, and that change occurs as the result of your growth and ours. As we grow, our lights take on different characteristics, which are picked up by another soul and invited by that soul to serve as a guide. We never leave you. For once we are associated with a human soul, we are a part of that soul for eternity. What happens is there is a change in which guide becomes the most influential. Your soul welcomes the new guide. The new guide is strengthened by your soul, and you are strengthened by the new guide. But having a new guide does not mean you remain one soul, one guide. It is not uncommon that a soul may have many guides. But whether a soul has many or a few is not important. What is important is you are always in touch with your guides, your chief guide, and that guide is with you. Always. Many of us have served as guides for many other people. And although we are serving you now, we are also a part of the lives of other human beings whom we have served. It is a constant network, since there is no space or distance separating souls. We can, in fact, be everywhere at the same time. We can be part of the guidance for one individual and for another at the same time. There is no distance. There is no sense of location. In human terms, you cannot be occupying more than one place at a time. But that is because human life is characterized by definitions of space and time. For us, there is no time. For us, there is no space. It is all a single entity. There are differences within that entity, but it is still a single presence. So it is not at all difficult for us to be with you and also with others at the same time. Yes, there are changes in terms of which guide will be the principal guide. But no, there are no changes in that when a guide is associated with you, when a guide's light connects with your light, that connection is permanent. When a human being joins our side and first becomes aware of a change in state of life, that soul is surrounded by all of the guides who have worked with the soul. Even souls who are not aware of their spirit guides will recognize immediately the presence of these spirit light givers. There is no surprise. The recognition is immediate because all human beings have guides, whether or not they are recognized. Your soul and your guides are inseparable. When you assemble as a group, you are also in the presence of all spirit guides who have been associated with each of you. If there were a sense of space on our side, you could then count a great number of spirit guides. But since there is no space, there is no separation. It is a feeling of continuity that reigns. The drop of water that is added to a glass of water is indistinguishable from those countless drops that were already in the glass. They are the same. They are everywhere. They are constant. They are contiguous. And so it is on our side. We are like drops within the glass of water. We are part of the entirety and inseparable from it. Each of you as well is part of the entirety. You belong to all that has been created and all that is being created. This we have mentioned before, but it is so true and yet so difficult to understand. There is such an interconnectedness, an interdependence that you share as human beings that is not at all unlike what we share in the spirit. When you acknowledge that interconnectedness, when you acknowledge that you are part of a massive creation, you cease to dwell on the differences and begin to focus your attention on what unites one with another. It is that focus that provides the strength, the visibility for God's light in the world. When you bring your attention to what divides you, then you are not giving life to God's light. You must reject differences. You must reject those visible signs that imply being separate, for those are so temporary. They are so unimportant. Race, nationality, religion have absolutely no meaning. They are but decorations. They do not define something different. All humans are related. All humans are a single unit. There are moments of great tension and conflict which can bring great sadness and suffering. But these are also ultimately only of superficial importance. It is what unites you that is important. Just as our light is a continuous light, your lives are continuous. There is nothing that defines your life as being different and separate from someone thousands of miles away. You share the same light. You are sharing the experience of life. You are sharing challenges. You are sharing the need to be loved. You are sharing the opportunities of being loving. You are sharing God's light, and you are sharing one another's guiding spirits. What can possibly define being separate? It has no meaning. It has no importance. You are united to one another. You are united to us. We are all united to one another, and you and we are part of what makes up the light of God. It is you, it is we, who comprise the life that results from that light. The interdependence is clear. Your prayers for so many are answered. The souls for whom you pray are strengthened. Each soul has become brighter. Each soul is more aware of God's light because of the life you give through prayer. No prayers are unanswered. No prayers are ignored. For in praying, you have opened the souls of others to be more receptive to this wonderfully warm and loving light. God's light is your light, and your light brings life to God's light. It is because of you that God's presence can be observed. It is you who enable God's light to illuminate creation, because you are a part of that creation. Believe in your own light, and then believe in the light of all others. Expand that belief to embrace the light of everything that has been created, and you will feel an attachment, a sense of belonging through which the exercise of love and compassion is natural, uninhibited, and intensely reflective of God's light. Allow that light to penetrate your innermost self and give that light outward in love and gratitude. Amen. From a message received April 19, 2000.